This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, we're continuing to be flies on the wall, listening to Lorian Fenton, who, of course, can just command a room just by herself. Go ahead, please.
Well, did you guys ever want to talk about UFOs and stuff today? Because I've had a couple of
flies. Oh, yes, the UFO
UFOs,
mystery.
What are those?
Well,
tell us what they are.
Oh my God! Well, I've had some amazing sightings in my life. I mean, my entire life has been kind of the paranormal, as they'd say. But just recently, in the last 10 or 15 years, it's just gotten into the UFO community much deeper than I ever thought I'd go. Because you know, this wasn't my thing. My thing was JFK conspiracies, psychic abilities, those type of things, and remote viewing and. Yeah, I'm really into all that, but gosh, just suddenly it just all took a turn when I got really sick and I was doing all the other things I was doing. Turned out that I suddenly met a whole bunch of people in the UFO community. I became friends with George Norrie and Tom Danheiser, and the next thing I knew, I was, you know, hanging out with all these UFO people. It just kind of was weird, but then I thought, well, you know, if I'm doing UFOs now and I'm digging into this, and by the way, I'd always studied all the UFO history and lore. I had always studied it. I knew who Benny and Barney Hill were. I read everything about Whitley Strieber. It was Art Bell's fault. I'm going to blame it on Art Bell. When I first heard Art Bell back in 1992 or 93, I started looking up all these people that were on the show talking about UFOs and aliens. I had already to that point done history, you know, taught myself the history of ufology, done a lot of research into it. I'd also read a lot of books, and I'd also watched a lot of old black and white documentary type cases from the Air Force, nonetheless, about UFOs that are available in the public archives. Anyhow, long story short, I was well versed in it. I just wasn't living it. And then lo and behold, I get sick and I decide, well, you know, I might as well get involved in that community. I met George and Tom and started looking up people in ufology. And one of the reasons I was is because I was managing those speakers and authors. And Tom and I, when we get together and talk at conferences, he'd say, hey, have you met anybody knew that, you know, knows anything about UFOs? And I'd say, no, not really, but I'll go start looking for them for you. Do you want them for the show? And they go, sure. Anyhow, so that's what I was doing. I was just kind of looking for people with UFO stuff going on in their lives. And lo and behold, I started meeting all these people in the Bay Area, and I was like, oh my God, there's just tons of UFO stuff going on here. I mean, people are seeing, they'd get up in the middle of the night, and there'd be over a whole flock of houses in the South Bay. And then I met Ruben Uriarte, who was the MUFON director for Northern California, and I walked up to him one day at a conference and said, you know what, I'm going to start a MUFON group. Is that okay with you? And he goes, sure, why not? So the next thing I know, I start a MUFON group, and then it really breaks loose because every once a month I've got every contactee in the Bay Area showing up at my MUFON meeting. So it gets really strange, but I will tell you, on 11-1 of 2014, I'd gone to my meeting with everybody, and I was sitting at the dinner table afterwards. I'm not going to go into all the detail, but bottom line was one of the guys got one of those night vision monocles. I don't know if you guys know about those, but it's not a goggle. It's just the one monocle. And he was going to go back to the senior center where we have our meetings into the parking lot, and he was going to try to film UFOs through the monocle that he'd hooked up to a video camera. And I said, no, I really don't want to go. And, you know, I just was tired. I didn't want to go. There's a lot of other things going on that day, too. And I said, no, I'm not going. And he said, no, you've got to come. And I said, okay, finally, I gave up, and I came with these guys to the parking lot. And they're looking through this monocle. There's about eight of them there. My friend Diane was standing with me. And I was really angry because I had not seen a UFO. Now, technically, I had seen a UFO before then, plenty of them. But I'd never really seen one up close, okay? They were not really close, none of them, at that time. And I was kind of mad at the UFO people up in the sky. I was mad at who's ever driving them, whether it be the secret space program, the aliens, the reptilians, I don't know who's out there, military, whatever. I was mad at them. And I kind of, you know, pumped my fist at them mentally and said, I'm pissed at you guys. You never show up when I want to see you, you know. And lo and behold, I thought this. And the next thing you know, there is a big, giant, triangle UFO with three lights in the corner and this glowing orange thing in the center. And the eight guys around the camera can't see it. I'm screaming, UFO, UFO, and they can't see it because they're all looking in the darn monocle thinking that, you know, the night vision thing, thinking it's up above them. And it's right over the tree. You know, not, I mean, it's, a, you know, 500,000 feet up, but it's over the tree at like a 35, 40 degree angle, and it's huge, you know, and it's there, and I'm like, oh my God, it's as big as my fist right in front of my face. So this thing's hanging out, and it's there for about 3 seconds, and I'm screaming UFO. My friend Diane sees it too, and it turns out its lights kind of slides over to the right, and then it's just takes off north, and it's gone. Can't see it at all. My girlfriend says to me, Lauren, aren't you really happy you finally saw a big UFO? And I'm like, no, I'm pissed because, man, they finally, you know, they've drawn me back in now. Now I saw another UFO, so now I got to keep doing meetings and doing all the things I'm doing, you know, because it's like, you know, it's like a tease. You know, these guys just tease away. I wonder what their big agenda is. I mean, I wondered that every day. What about you guys?
Well, yeah, we talk about that fairly regularly on the show because, while Gene is, kind of undecided about what's going on, but I don't think I'd be misrepresenting you, Gene, if I said, well, you do believe that something is going on, if people are having genuine experiences, and that we do have things like radar visual sightings and a whole bunch of cases. So something is happening.
But I would go along with that, and we can argue or debate what the source is. But at this point, nobody can prove anything. We have a lot of evidence, but we don't have a final answer. And therefore, I guess anybody's speculation with some reasonable basis is worth considering.
Right.
Well, now.
But I would take it a step further and say, I think we have enough evidence by way of firsthand experiences and the combination of investigations that have gone on, official and unofficial, over the years to say that some sort of alien visitation has happened. Now, I don't know if it's still going on, but I think that back in the golden era, the late 40s, say through to the mid 70s, I don't think we had any technology, holographic or otherwise, that could make people even think that there was a UFO there for sure when you get into the better cases.
I agree. I totally agree. And I'm going to take it one step further. I have been doing so much thinking about this. I mean, I think about it every day. And I realized something a while back. And I know that all the contactees have thought this too. And I know that anybody who's had a sighting has thought this. We know that it's very personal. And I know that I can be standing in a room with 20 people and we all look out the window and maybe only 4 of us can see the UFO sitting out there. Okay. So right now you got 16 people who can't see a UFO and 4 that can. And of those 4 people, they might be seeing a different shape, each one of them, because that's how their perception sees it. And at that point, it becomes a personal thing to each one of them. And that's why I tell people, I'm not a big fan, even though I put on conferences for, you know, experiencers to get up there and tell their story. I'm not a big fan of those people making a career out of exchanging their story and telling their story to the world. You know, once on a radio show, once on a stage, yeah, that's great. I've done that once myself. I think it's fine. But I really think in the end, each one of these experiences we have is a personal experience, and it's much more on a consciousness, spiritual growth level that is why we are being contacted as individuals and maybe as a group too.
We can get more into the possible issues regarding the contactee movement. Why are people being contacted by some outside force? What are they? Can we believe what they tell us? Lorian Fenton, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Lorian, you get the point of what I'm saying here. We have people apparently being contacted by outside forces, and assuming it's not internal. And they give messages, and they say they're from this, that, and the other place. Why believe them?
Well, I think everybody needs to believe what has happened for them individually and personally. And that's, you know, that's my point about the whole thing. And that's why I tell experiencers, don't make this your day job, because it's not going to ever be a day job. It's not something that other people need to really relish along the way, that your story should not become part of their paradigm. Your story needs to be discovered by you. You need to understand why these quote unquote aliens or other dimensional beings or angels, because I got to tell you guys something. I've been in contact with something my entire life, and I've always thought it as angels, because that's what my grandmother told me was what she saw when she was 13 years old and dying, this angel, and then she saw this angel over my crib in the hospital when I was dying. So, you know, whether it's an alien or an angel or, you know, whatever, I just personally think that everybody has to take that story in for themselves. It's their consciousness expansion experience, and they need to deal with it at the level that they need to either move on or become more religious or more expanded consciously, or, you know, care about the environment more. I don't know why these individual aliens are contacting these individual earthlings, but whatever the reason is, I know it's not to make them dumber. I can tell you right now. And everybody I've talked to that is a major contactee, they are all completely different people than they were before the contact happened, or they're aware of the contact happening to them. They don't eat meat much anymore. They're worried about the environment. They care about other people on a deeper level. Some of them, like, do you guys know who Daniel Brinkley is?
Oh, yeah, we've heard. I mean, he was on when Art Bell was doing the Dreamland thing way back when. He's been on for ages.
Well, one of the great things about Danyon is he didn't speak to aliens. He always thought they were more like angel or God-type beings when he died all those times that he's died. But basically, he came back and he says, I'm not the same person I was before. And I think that goes for everybody who's had contact, too. They are not the same person they were before. And they need to understand why this is happening to them at that level. You know, whether it's real or not on a 3D level is irrelevant at this point. There's way too many people this is happening to for it to be something that we have to sit around and go, well, it's real or it's not real. It's real to them. And that's the important part here. The same thing's happening to too many people, the same type of scenario. Here's, I'm going to throw a wrench into the works here, though. Whether it's a mass mind control project by the government, I don't know. You know, there's always that possibility, and I never throw that one out with the bathwater, but I have a feeling because everybody that changes and becomes a better person because of their experience, that it's probably more of a spiritual, other dimensional type of angel or alien or whatever we want to call it being that is communicating with us here at this level, this 3D earthly level.
You don't think then that maybe Mother Earth is giving us a warning, take care of me or you will suffer?
Well, it could be. That could be how Mother Earth manifests, is through what our consciousness can handle. You know, why anybody would be sent a little bald-headed gray thing, I don't even get. You know, I got a woman walking through my wall that was totally beautiful out of this long white tunnel and told me all kinds of amazing things.
Well, maybe you prefer the beautiful woman to the short gray alien, but some people also saw leprechauns, and a leprechaun, I think, is somewhat similar to a gray alien, right?
Yeah, that's what they were seeing in the 1600s and 1700s, you know, fairies and leprechauns, you know.
Hang on a second. Let's back up to the beautiful women walking out of the wall. First of all, I like that imagery, and if I can make that happen, I'm down for it.
So if it had been my choice, guys, it would have been Fabio or somebody gorgeous, you know. I mean, or Harrison Ford, you know.
How did this happen? Was this what you were calling your near-death experience, or was this something else?
When I was about 19 years old and I was asleep, and I started to half wake up, and the next thing I know, I'm looking over to my left, which was the wall of my bedroom, and the wall completely opened up and this big white tunnel appeared, and this woman comes at me from a distance, and when she got to me is when I don't remember anything. All I remember is waking up the next day, but I know she'd been there. You know, and, you know, it's weird about all my experiences. Sadly, they've not let me remember things. The one time I did go to another place, I've had so many experiences. Which one do I talk? Let's talk about the one where I was falling asleep and I felt this presence by the side of the bed, and it felt, and it, my mind goes, oh, my angel's here. That's what I think. You know, and I felt this presence, and I saw a bright light. I was just going to bed. I just closed my eyes. I see a bright light. I felt the presence, and then I feel the touch, like a feather touch of drawing from the top of my forehead down to the bridge of my nose. I felt a finger just touching me there, and the next thing I know, I am in a place that is so beautiful, so full of love, so full of light. There's all kinds of beings around me. They're all full of love. It's so amazing. I can't even describe it to you guys. It was so freaking amazing. The next thing I know, I hear, you have to go back. You've got work to do. And the next thing I know, I wake up in bed, and I am like upside down in the bed. I don't even know how I got upside down in the bed. That was so crazy. It was one of those weird, like, if they took me out of my bed physically, they didn't put me back in right. I don't know if they did. I think it was more my consciousness left my body. Anyhow, when I got back, I was so upset about being back in my body, because that's the other thing that near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences people don't tell you about, is once you're back in your body, it feels like you're in concrete, and it's hard to move, and it's hard to function, and it's just, it's very difficult. That was one of the problems. The other problem was I really wanted to be there because I had lost the love of my life years before, and I had a feeling he was there amongst those people. I just knew it, and I wanted to go back. You guys aren't believe this, but my husband at the time was working like 90 hours a week. I exaggerate, but he was never home. This one night, he decided to come home for some strange reason. He was at work. He said, all I knew is that I had to get in the car and get home. And I did it. And I came home, and he found me. I had OD'd on sleeping pills so that I could go back to that place. He got me to the hospital, and I'm fine. And they asked me at the hospital, are you suicidal and all that? And I said, no, I just want to get back to where I was. So they let me go home. They didn't hold me for being crazy or anything, which they usually have to do. But my husband said, no, if she's telling you that's what's going on, that's what's going on, you know. So it was pretty funny at the time. But I really, you guys, I'm not afraid to die now because of that experience.
You know, absolutely. I'm going to bring something up that we talk about often on the Paracast, and we're going to go into our next segment. We do have another guest who comes on every so often. His name is Red Pill Junkie, real name Miguel. And he wrote an article for our weekly newsletter, which is something he's talked about elsewhere, where he points out the comparisons, the resemblances between the near-death experience and the UFO abduction. And
I'm going to ask,
right. Now, I'll ask Lorian to comment on that in our next segment with Gene Randall and, of course, Lorian Fenton, our guest this week. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards won re-election on Saturday. Edwards narrowly defeated his Republican opponent, Eddie Rasponi, despite President Trump traveling to the state twice over the final 11 days to campaign for the GOP candidate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is moving forward and may be voted on by the end of this month. Democratic Congressman from Michigan, Dan Kildee, says stuff is getting done in Washington.
We spent a lot of time working with our fellow Republicans across the aisle, so that doesn't come through, I know, but it's hard to sort of sit back and watch all the focus appeared to be on impeachment when there's a lot of business that this country needs to get at, and many of us are working on that.
Kildee speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Roos. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Ah, what about the resemblances between near-death experiences and UFO abductions? She can glom on to that. Tell us more.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, one of the things a few weeks after this it all happened, and I was calmed down enough to say, oh, yeah, that was a while, but I'll never forget it. Now I'm not afraid to die, thank God. It was really interesting to me because my husband at the time, I think he was a major contactee, but never talked about it. And he just said to me one day in passing, he said, I don't know why I came home that night. He goes, I felt like I was being told to do it. And he goes, it may have been by those guys that come and take me. And I thought, oh, that's strange. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe it's them, you know, they were taking him, they took me, and, you know, and I was being examined by aliens, and they just made me feel all that love. And the reason I thought it might be them is because back when I was like in my 20s, I had two girlfriends that were both contactees. One of them was a really great psychic, too, and we all knew each other from the psychic shop in Portland, Oregon. Anyhow, long story short, one of them was telling me one day, she goes, yeah, the aliens came and took me the other night, and Fabio's always there waiting for me. And this is back in the, like, the early 90s, late 80s, and she used to read romance novels all the time. So she never saw gray aliens. The whole time she was being taken, she always saw this hunky-looking Swedish dude with long blonde hair. And then my other girlfriend, about 2 or 3 months later, were at a party or something, and she was telling me about her being taken by some kind of beings, and she goes, yeah, but you know what's so weird? It's always Jesus Christ that's there blessing me. And she was very religious. So I started thinking about it. I thought, well, you know, this is really strange. They appear as something not to frighten you.
Okay, this is what we call it on the show here and sort of over here in our world, or maybe it's only my world, I don't know. But what we say is that the phenomena mirrors the worldview of the experiencer.
That's right. Absolutely. This experience for me hadn't happened yet when I heard that from the two women. But I thought later, I thought, well, maybe the reason I thought it was an angel or a God experience is because of what my grandmother told me my entire life. So whenever I see this type of thing happens to me, I always think it's an angel. And I always think I'm going to go talk to God in this beautiful place of love, and these angels are all around me. So maybe it was a UFO experience, and that's what they gave me to see. You're absolutely correct, Randall. I think it might have been. I don't know.
It seems very common that the phenomenon mirrors the world view of the experiencer. So whatever it is you're expecting is whatever you're going to be experiencing.
Yeah, well, you know, about the new free study, you've delved into it, I'm sure, on the show, right?
Maybe not. Elaborate.
Oh, yeah, the Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Extraordinary Experiences, I think that's what it's called. For research for extraordinary experiences, right. Which is moving into a new category altogether. But the point is they just released their, 800-page book about all the data they got from the 4,000 experiencers that filled out all of their questionnaires. And 80-some percent said it was not a scary experience. They got to experience being loved, and they felt like they knew the entities, and not all the time were they grazed. They could be anything they wanted them to be. So, you know, yes, I think, like I said in the very beginning of, you know, this whole conversation, is that it's a personal experience, and it may just be that it's that complex part of our brain. If we're not being taken physically, and it's a complex part of our brain that is actually helping us assimilate into the next dimensional space. I don't know how to explain that. Like being prepared for death, maybe, is the best way to describe it. And maybe we all do it at different levels. And maybe some of us do it by conjuring up a being from another reality that is going to take us into that next space. I don't know.
Well, that makes perfect sense, really, when you're thinking about it. Personally, I don't believe that any sort of continuity of personhood that we are now is possible after the death of the body. There's just too many reasons why that can't happen. But that doesn't mean that there aren't phenomena or that something else might be going on. And it certainly doesn't mean that people aren't having the kind of experiences that you describe, because they are. I have had experiences myself similar to what you described. So many other people have. So I don't think it's wise to simply write them all off as sheer nonsense, because they're not. They're socially important, if nothing else. And so much of the whole phenomena is a social phenomena. It's not just about nuts and bolts flying saucers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And well, the nuts and bolts flying saucers are the part to me that is actually more fascinating than the contact. Because the contact, like I said, to me is a personal experience, and it can range from just, you know, your neurons firing in your brain at a different frequency than the guy standing next to you or whatever. But when you've got five people standing there all looking at a UFO, that UFO's got to be there. Okay.
Well, I've had dreams, like I'm a Star Trek fan, and so I've had dreams about being on the Starship Enterprise in a Star Trek, and there's all the people, right? So, I mean, what's happening, I'm quite confident when I say that I think what's probably happening with a lot of people is that their minds are manufacturing a whole world, and our minds can do that, and it can be very convincing. It can be as convincing as the real world, especially if you've ever had a dream where you think you're in the real world, but you still have to wake up from that one, you know, the whole dream within a dream thing.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, our minds are incredible.
And yeah, I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm just saying that is one end of the spectrum. And I think the people right now that might really have some answers when it comes down to it is Kit Green and Gary Noland. Yeah. The guys that have been working on this through the, you know, Department of Defense and, you know, all these different agencies over the years, and Bob Bigelow and the gang. I think those guys have really figured out what it is, and we're just not privy to it yet. And I think at some point we're going to know. And if they walked out on a stage tomorrow and said, hey, folks, you know, the UFO guys are real. They do take you. They take you physically. They take your astral body or your molecular body. They take your mind. They take this. They take that. They're absolutely real. So here we go. That's the truth. You know,
I wouldn't believe them. Because that makes no sense at all to me. But, yeah, no, I think that they were on the wrong track, or they're trying to deceive us, or it's another part of the conspiracy.
Well, then there's, yeah, then there's that. They work for
I simply
them.
Wouldn't. You know, there's no way they've got that.
Yeah, so I wonder if they would tell us the truth. But, you know, they haven't said anything for so long, I'm beginning to wonder if there isn't a component to that that's real. You know, just to, you know, play devil's advocate for a second. If they could prove that it was all in our mind, don't you think they would have said something by now?
Well, it's not all in our mind. That's just the thing. I think we're dealing with different phenomena. I think that we've got actual nuts and bolts UFOs in some cases, especially what we were talking about before, back in the golden era, back from the late 40s into, say, the mid 70s, when we had radar visual reports, and they would send pilots up to chase them, and the pilots would see them and lock on with their radars. You don't lock on to some mind thing with a radar in a jet. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So there are real craft of some kind.
Well, we can,
that's the
we
core can. Of the whole UFO thing, but are the objectively physically real alien craft actually responsible for people's UFO experiences in right. every instance.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and there, you know, I got to say, I'm kind of leaning in your direction too. I don't know. I'm, like I said, on the fence. I'm always on the fence about this stuff, because if you take yourself down one path only, then you're just, if something new comes along, you're not going to be aware of it when it hits you. That's all I'm saying. And I think you could be right. I think I could be right. You know, we both could be right. It's just, you know, it's difficult to say at this.
We've got to do our break, and then we'll have one more segment to spend more time with Lorianne Fenton. And I'd like to get her back on after the PowerCast. We'll talk to her later about it. We've got more to come, therefore, with Jean, Lorianne, and Randall. You're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to TechNightOwl.com/host. Once again, that's TechNightOwl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're on our last segment, Lorian, so maybe we should cover the things that we haven't had a chance to cover before.
Tic-tac, let's talk about tic-tac.
Okay.
I love that darn disclosure stuff that's going on. What about you guys? To the Stars Academy, what's your thoughts?
This is where we're going to go right back to holograms and the kind of things that they can do with those now. We got talking about this with Kevin D. Randall, and I proposed the idea that what that Tic Tac was actually some sort of advanced Navy countermeasures that they were testing during an actual naval exercise, and all of its movements could be explained by some sort of holographic technology in combination with other countermeasures and radar spoofing. So do we need to assume that it was really an alien craft? I don't think so.
Yes. One third of me says it was exactly what you're talking about. It was some type of new whatever, cloaking device or holographic or some kind of things that they were testing out. But then a third of me also says, well, it could be actually a drone craft from a bigger craft somewhere. And then the other part of me says, well, what if it's another government's type of surveillance system that's similar to our satellite system that they've learned how to use an extra type of propulsion to that we're just not aware of. So there we go. And that may be why the government was so freaked out about it, is because they didn't realize that another government was this far advanced of us.
That's a possibility. I mean, sure.
The problem I have also with this current study and the Tic Tac thing, it kind of says the government knows nothing about UFOs and learned nothing in 70 years.
Well, there's that. Now, which part of the government are we talking about? Are we talking about the CIA? Are we talking about the Department of Defense? Are we talking about Bob Bigelow's group? Are we talking, you know, who are we talking about here? Like I said, Hal Putoff, Gary Nolan, Kid Green, Chris Mellon, you know, all those guys. What they know, it may be completely different than what they're even telling us. It's hard to say.
You probably agree, though, Lorian, that the government, in just say those agencies, the military agencies of the government that are responsible for monitoring all of our skies and our territories. And let's face it, they have got a lot of monitoring power. They monitor tons of stuff all the way down to our communications. They've got satellites out in space that can look back on the moon from past the moon. They've got satellites that can make out a license plate from space.
That's okay. Right. So
I don't think it's reasonable for someone to say they don't know more than we do.
I agree.
They've got to know a lot more than we do.
Well, here's the part that bothers me about the whole thing. Were you guys watching the Unidentified series on TV? On the History Channel?
I'm not the kind of person who likes to watch reality shows.
Okay. Well, the premise of that whole show, in a nutshell, is that we need to be afraid of whatever's out there. Okay? In the very last 6-part episode, they had a helicopter supposedly being shot down by a laser beam from a UFO. They put that out there to the American public, and it was proven 2 years before the show even aired that that was a faked video. And they put it out there anyhow, and they said, wow, the UFOs are shooting the military craft. You know, what are we going to do? You know, we got to be afraid. I mean, that's the bottom line here. So if that's their slant to the Stars Academy or the TV show Unidentified, which is to the Stars Academy, and the military's version of we need money to fund a Star Wars type of defense out there. So if that's going on and they're getting that money, maybe they actually don't know what these Tic Tacs are all about. Or why would they even be so, you know, hell-bent on telling you that we got to be afraid of this kind of stuff and going to Congress and saying, we don't know what those Tic Tacs were, we need more money to go after them?
Well, that all makes perfect sense, and it actually fits in with the whole idea that it is some technology of ours, some sort of countermeasures, because all of that hype that you're just talking about would act as to deflect as sort of disinformation to other countries so that they would think, well, if they think, in other words, that we don't know what it is, then the assumption is that we don't have that technology. But let's just suppose we do. That's mm-hmm. very powerful technology that can be used. I mean, if you can make some sort of craft appear on radar and visual in a combat situation, you can deflect all kinds of attention away from your people. I mean, it would just be amazing to do. Nobody would really know what's real anymore.
Exactly. And I totally get that. And that was one of the first things I thought, too. It's just a big old, what they call a red herring type of thing, where they're just going to, you know, keep saying, oh, we don't know what's going on. But in reality, they're pulling all the strings, right?
Exactly. And this would help them get them more money to develop the program.
Okay. So they did go to Congress. They did get more money. And it was all because they said, we're afraid of these Tic Tac thingies, right?
Right.
Okay. So,
which would be a way of getting the money without saying it's our Tic Tac thingy.
Yeah, right? But how did they get the money in the first place? See, that's what I'm just, it's kind of a conundrum.
That $14 trillion or whatever was disappeared in 9/11.
Exactly.
Before we end the show, let's talk a little bit about what you've got coming up with UFOCon 2020.
I have an amazing conference coming up. Like I said, you guys, I'm always on the fence. So what I'm trying to do this time at UFOCon, last year was all about disclosure, and I had a lot of nuts and bolts people there. I had people that were lawyers, and I had the scientists, and it was a very nuts and bolts event. This year, I'm heading towards the experiencer event. What I'm doing is I'm bringing in people that have never spoken before, and I want to hear their stories and what's happened to them, what they believe's happened to them. What I'm trying to do this year is I'm trying to give everybody a real, you know, insight into people that you've never heard from before. so that you can start comparing notes about what people are actually experiencing these days. And some of these people have been experiencing stuff their entire life, all kinds of phenomena. It's interesting what's happened for this conference is the minute I started putting it together, the people I initially wanted couldn't make the conference. And then people would crop up that I didn't know of or really knew that well. And it turns out that they were talking a lot about these mantid beings. The focus for this year's show, I guess, is going to be all about their relationship with these mantid aliens. So I think it's going to be very interesting. So I've got quite a few of those people showing up. I got, oh, I probably shouldn't say who it is because he hasn't signed his contract yet, so I'm not going to say it. But I've got one of the top experiencers in the United States that has gone quiet for a very long time. So bottom line, folks, check it out. UFOCon2020.com. Check it out and try to be there. It's going to be a very interesting show this year. UFOCon2020.com.
Briefly, tell us about your other stuff and how we find it.
Oh, my radio shows. You can go to LorienFenton.com. That's my name, L-O-R-I-E-N, Fenton, F as in Frank, E-N-T-O-N.com. And my radio shows are listed there.
We were going to have so much fun talking about her name, Lorien, and where it derives from. And maybe she's going to have to come back on After the Paracast, and we'll ask her about that when we get done to explain what that means. You can find us on Twitter, by the way. I don't know why, but if you are a member of Twitter, look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Facebook. We try to observe all the privacy considerations. We have a community and a group and all that good stuff on Facebook. We also have the After the Paracast podcast. Quickly, Lorien, would you have a half hour or so, maybe tomorrow, to spend with us for more stuff?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's going to join us on After the Paracast. What that is an uncensored show, no interruptions at all, no commercial interruptions, only offered if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. And also, if you subscribe, you get a special version of the Paracast with enhanced audio, free of the network ads. I mean it, free of the network ads, part of the Paracast Plus with more features coming. Some music from Randall, by the way. Listen, you got to subscribe. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, $1.50 a week. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We enjoy being flies on the wall for Lorien Fenton. She's great. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.